Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Robert York, president of National Livestock. We're back with Robert today here in just a moment.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Because the challenges you face are getting bigger every year, BASF is committed to helping with more than boots on the ground. We're committed to boots in the mud, boots on the steps of your truck, your tractor, your combine, the linoleum tiles of your coffee shop, the concrete of your co-op, the gravel in your shed. So we can listen, learn firsthand, help right now to ensure success. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
We're talking with Robert York, president, of course, of National Livestock. Robert, let's talk a little bit about 2021. It's been a different year for your company. It's been a different year for your customers, the folks that you're serving, those cattle producers.
Yes, sir. We all look forward to the day we could kiss 2020 goodbye. I promise you that. So 2021, you know, going into 2020, we kind of thought that was our year to make some money. And of course, everyone was disappointed, and we had the health scare and COVID, and 2020 was just a, you know, throw that year away. So we roll into 2021 all hopeful and all expectations are for better prices. And we have begun to see that, certainly. We see some profitability now coming back, and really there's been some excitement in all phases of it. It looks like now we're beginning to dig out of the backlog we had that was caused by the pandemic. And so we feel like we're on the verge of more profitability and some better days.
You know, tell me, obviously, you've got a lot of different ways that you touch the cattle industry and cattle producers, the ranchers that you work with. What have you heard from producers that as they've tried to market their cattle, they've tried to make sure that they don't lose money, they hopefully make a little bit of money along the way?
Obviously, they just want to feel like they've received what the market is for the cattle. It's one thing if you choose the right marketing period, and that there's not a lot we can do about that, although we do talk to people about weaning their calves and how much more value that adds and things like that. But the main concern is when they do get to the markets is that they receive what they feel like the market was that week. And so all of our crew does the very best job they can to do that.
Your original, part of the marketing concept for National was, of course, the commission firm here at the Oklahoma National Stockyards, but you've added other venues along the way.
Right. Well, in 2003 was the first expansion run, and that was to buy the ADA market, Southern Oklahoma Livestock Auction. And that really was to diversify. That's really in cow-calf country, and it's a little different segment than what we have here in Oklahoma City with more yearling cattle. As things progressed, really it wasn't about expansion or adding a new feature necessarily, but as you may remember, in 2009, Superior Livestock Auction had changed hands, had a new owner. That owner experienced some financial difficulty in 2009. The industry began to hear about it. We were concerned here because Superior had played such a vital role as a disruptive technology, really, that a lot of our customers relied on that method too. We were successful. We wound up with a new partnership we put together that bought that company and just opened up a whole new genre for what we do here. That led on down the road there in 2015, because you remember also, things happen that cause other things to happen. So the F5 tornado hit El Reno 2013, mm-hmm. Same year we bought Superior and closed on that. Caused some deep thought by the founders and owners of El Reno, of OKC West. And so we entered into some discussions with them about how we might diversify their ownership base and take a little bit of that risk off the table for those guys that had put that together. And that's what happened with El Reno. That was added in 2015. Along the way, we added other small features. Of course, we have our credit corporation that's been our foundation since 1932 to finance ranchers. But along the way, we've added other services and things like our grazing program, which was started in the late 90s, really innovative way that we can put cattle out on people, and it's different from traditional financing. And then with the addition of Curtis Ward, who you know and you've been friends with a long time, in 2012, we added a hedging program that's fairly unique for the industry, and that's continued to grow. We had a record month, actually last month, on hedge transactions, so it continues to to show promise and growth every year.
So you've got a lot of obviously different ways that you interact with these producers, and I would think they probably mix and match and use several of those various platforms along the way as a customer.
They do. We have grazing customers in the grazing program that may buy cattle on the video, and then they may sell those cattle through Oklahoma City. They may hedge those cattle while they own them. So it really complements each other, I've always been a big believer and advocate for customer choice. I think customers need to have a choice. I'm pretty happy when we have more than one of those choices that we own, and so we get to be a part of that transaction. But customers do like to do things a little differently depending on where you go, and we've provided a lot of options for them to touch. In one way or another, we get to touch those ranches with some of our services.
CEO of National Livestock, Robert York. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
There's only one place where you can go and connect with over 400 agricultural companies in one day, and that's the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show. Visit with exhibitors spanning all segments of agriculture like chemical application, precision ag products, livestock equipment, seed, and so much more. You can chat with dealers, kick the tires, and even get in the driver's seat of all of your favorite products from John Deere, Case IH, Massey Ferguson, and more. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for a list of exhibitors and join us at the Amarillo Civic Center, November the 30th through December the 2nd.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.